This is Akashvani, the news read by Ajay Kumar. The government and the opposition parties reached a consensus to end the deadlock in the ongoing winter session of Parliament, ensuring smooth functioning of the Lok Sabha and the Rajya Sabha. The breakthrough came during a meeting convened by Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla of the floor leaders of various political parties at the Parliament House yesterday. During the meeting, Mr. Birla requested all the members to let the House to function smoothly, and the leaders agreed to extend their support for the same. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will dedicate to the nation the successful implementation of three transformative new criminal laws, Bharatiya Nyaya Sanhita, Bharatiya Nagarik Suraksha Sanhita, and Bharatiya Saksha Adhiniyam in Chandigarh today. The new criminal laws, which were implemented nationwide on the 1st of July this year, aim to make the country's legal system more transparent, efficient, and adaptable to the needs of contemporary society. The theme of the program is Secure Society, Develop India, From Punishment to Justice. The program will demonstrate the practical application of these laws, demonstrating how they are already reshaping the criminal justice landscape. President Draupadi Murmu will confer national awards for empowering persons with disabilities to 33 exemplary individuals and institutions on International Day of Persons with Disabilities 2024, New Delhi today. On the occasion, Social Justice and Empowerment Minister Dr. Virendra Kumar will also unveil 16 transformative initiatives aimed at enriching the lives of persons with disabilities. These initiatives span inclusivity, innovation and technology, reinforcing the department's commitment to empowerment. President Draupadi Murmu will embark on a five-day visit to Odisha beginning today. During her visit, the President will unveil the new statue of Pandit Raghunath Murmu and visit Adimo Varjar Paja here in Bhubaneswar. She will also offer prayers at Sri Jagannath Temple in Puri. The President will grace the 75th anniversary celebration of Gopabandhu Ayurveda Mahavidyalaya and attend the Navy Day celebration and operational demonstration at the Blue Flag Beach. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar will be on a day-long visit to Mumbai today. He'll attend the Centenary Reef Foundation Day of the Central Institute for Research on Cotton Technology as a chief guest and will also inaugurate the Centenary Pillar. Union Minister of Agriculture and Farmers' Welfare Shivraj Singh Chauhan, Minister of State for Agriculture and Farmers' Welfare Ramnath Thakur, Maharashtra Governor C.P. Radhakrishnan and other dignitaries will also be present on the occasion. The foreign direct investment FDI has witnessed tremendous growth of 45% to over $29 billion in April to September this year as compared to the same period last year. According to Department for Promotion of Industry and Internal Trade, the main sectors of the economy that benefited from the FDI include services, computer software and hardware, telecom, automobile, pharmaceuticals and chemicals. The FDI inflows lead to higher investment and job creation in the economy along with better technology. Cyclone Fengal has caused widespread devastation, bringing record rainfall and flooding to Puducherry and parts of Tamil Nadu. In Puducherry, four persons were killed in rain-related incidents, while two others are still missing. Chief Minister N. Rangaswamy has announced a compensation of 5 lakh rupees each to the families of those who lost their lives in the incident. The Chief Minister also declared 5,000 rupees relief for every ration card holder in the Union Territory. The Supreme Court refused to relax emergency measures under Stage 4 of the Graded Response Action Plan, GRAP, dealing with air pollution in the national capital till it noticed a downward trend in the Air Quality Index AQI level. Posting the matter for 5th of this month, a bench comprising Justice Abhay S. Oka and Augustine George Massey said the apex court will examine the AQI levels on Thursday and find out whether there is any downward trend. In men's hockey, Junior Asia Cup 2024, the defending champions India will lock horns with Malaysia in the semi-finals in Muscat, Oman today. The match will begin at 8:30 p.m. Romania's Social Democratic Party, PSD Party, part of the ruling coalition, has emerged as the front-runner in parliamentary elections. According to near-complete results released by the Central Electoral Bureau last night, the PSD secured 22.12% of the vote for the Senate and 21.9% for the Chamber of Deputies. Despite retaining its status as the largest political party in Romania, the PSD experienced a decline in its parliamentary representation compared to previous terms. And that is the end of this news bulletin.